7.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. You know, the IRS has been all over the news of late. It's kind of part of what's turning into, it used to be a three-ring circus in terms of interesting issues, for lack of better terms, that are going on within the administration right now. We have four rings now in light of what's happening, in my opinion, with this snooping on people. But we're going to talk a little bit about the IRS right now. We're chatting with a gentleman by the name of Corey, and you're chatting with a gentleman by the name of Craig Bergman. Craig's publicist sent me a very, very interesting missive entitled The True Story of the IRS. And in light of the situation right now, Corey and I kind of wanted to chat with Craig and get his take on this situation. Everybody on our site, most of our regular guests, we know how they feel. Craig at this point is not a regular guest, so we're not really quite sure how he feels about this. Craig, first of all, why tell us a little bit about your background and why you qualified to opine on this issue.
Well, I'm a president of the Fair Taxation for America PAC. It's associated with the Fair Tax. So we're anti-IRS and anti-16th Amendment as it goes. I'm a political consultant who has been on national staff of five different presidential campaigns over the last 20-some years, and so I have seen every angle of what our government does and the people most capable of bringing a solution to the problem. And of course, I've run numerous other candidates and races and organizations I've worked with, everything from the far-right Christian Coalition to Americans for Prosperity to hundreds of little Tea Party groups I've helped along the way.
Okay, what is, in your mind, the true story behind this IRS scandal? Just can't get it out of the papers right now.
Well, I'm glad that we can't get it out of the papers right now, but the fundamental point, if you can leave your listeners with any one point, is the IRS and the 16th Amendment and the income tax, they're all one thing. You can't have one without the other. Can't have a law without the enforcement mechanism. You wouldn't have had Obamacare's ruling at the Supreme Court if they didn't rule it was a tax. It would have been otherwise unconstitutional. We wouldn't have all this spying going on if we didn't have the IRS being the enforcement mechanism behind Obamacare. It's all tied together in this oppressive tyranny. And that's a word that Piers Morgan used. So I'm not using that as a far right-wing guy. Piers Morgan used that word three or four times on his show talking about this IRS scandal. When you use the bureaucracy to target your opponents, to target religious freedom, those are the kind of things that tyrants and dictators do, and it's inherent in the system. It's been done by everyone, J. Edgar Hoover. You can take it back to FDR. I mean, they've all used this tool. Obama has just been the most oppressive with it.
Craig, Corey here. So are you saying that Obama has given the IRS more power since he's been in power? Or are they just really taking the role because he's making them kind of enforce these issues?
Well, I'm saying that when your director makes 157 or more personal trips to the White House, what other bureaucrat has done that? No, this is definitely targeting. This is definitely done for that purpose of political enemies. You know, the old joke used to be, don't upset the president or get an audit, hee, hee, hee. Well, it's so far beyond that now, it isn't even funny. Which is why if the American people are going to be free, if we are going to reassert our sovereignty in the government we once created, we're going to have to get rid of the entire system. We can't reform it. We can't make it flatter, kinder, gentler. It has to go. It is incompatible with liberty.
What I find to be interesting is I am appalled, actually, at what's going on right now. I have to say that. And the situation with the Internal Revenue Service, quite frankly, Craig, scares the daylights out of me. I guess the one thing that I would question is that nothing at this point in time has been proven, you know, regarding linking this thing to specifically the president. Now, the same thing happened actually during Watergate. Nothing was proven initially, and I'm very familiar with that situation, but nothing was proven initially in the vis-a-vis president, then President Richard Nixon at the time. But having done a fair amount of study on the Watergate situation, reading the books, etc., you know, Nixon did finally come out and say, I made a big mistake and I should not have done that. Do you think the same thing could happen here with the current president?
No, he has no honor, no integrity. I'll be very candid on the subject. Ronald Reagan, of course, knew about Iran-Contra, was funding money through third world governments to smuggle arms to rebels that were against us, and Oliver North bravely stood up and said, I know who did it, I know everything about it, give me immunity and I'll testify. And as soon as they gave him immunity, he said, I did it, no one else knew anything. There'll be a fall guy here, too. They learned from that M.O., and I don't recall, has become the mantra ever since.
Interesting situation. You know, you sure don't have scandals like this up in Canada, do you, Corey?
No, we really don't. But you know what? We do also complain about our taxation. We, in certain parts in Canada, we get taxed a lot more than other parts in the U.S. I think California gets taxed a bit more than us, but there are a lot of states in the U.S. where we get taxed a lot less, and we don't quite have these stories that are coming into the news about all these people getting audited because they went against Obama, or really all the stories that are coming up there. So it's one of the things that I wanted to ask Craig there is that it seems like the IRS is getting more and more powerful, and really, can you predict what could come next or what could stop them from really generating more power, which is scary to me?
Well, I'll give you the scariest scenario. They hired 16,000 new IRS agents to enforce Obamacare. We had a slight example of it. It's off kilter just a little, but I'll give it to you because the example is relevant. We had that little girl who, according to the regulations, needed a lung, but she was not old enough to have a lung transplant from an adult. So it was just a bureaucratic decision being made about this child's life. Do you want the IRS agents who have all your records, intercepted all your phone calls with the NSA, to be deciding your health care based on your politics?
Well, I don't think that's a relevant issue here. I'm not saying that that isn't an important issue. All I'm saying is I think the issue here isn't necessarily the IRS vis-a-vis the Affordable Health Care Act. I think the issue here is, in fact, was the IRS blatantly utilized to further the Democratic camp, various Democratic campaigns in 2012. You obviously feel very, very strongly that very much was the case. Agree or disagree, everybody is certainly entitled to their opinion. I'm going to give you the final word, bud.
Well, I'd just like to say the main name of our group that we deal with is Patriots for Christ. We have a nice discussion group on Facebook at Facebook.com, Patriots for Christ, if folks want to chime in there on the issue. And we are creating a documentary on this scandal right now with award-winning Hollywood producer John Sullivan, and that is Facebook.com/UnfairTheMovie.
Interesting. I'd like to hear that. You're a very interesting guy, Mr. Bergman. It sounds from what you said like you're a real veteran of the political arena. It is, you have to admit, it's very, very interesting exactly what seems to be going on right now. I applaud you for what you're doing. You know, I can't comment on whether all of this stuff is going to come out positive or negative. I can say that I particularly don't. I'm not a Democrat. I don't necessarily endorse that particular side of the aisle. Thank God we live in a free country, and thank God we have free speech. Thanks, gentlemen.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a 3-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, pretty interesting commentary on the IRS. You have to admit that. All the scandals that are going on right now I find to be really scandalous. How about that? There's an original one. It's very, very interesting that this is going on right now, and I have to say that
somebody or something or some organization is really out to get the administration. I'm not saying that that's good or bad. It would appear, however, that the allegations seem to be pretty accurate. I've got Pete Grandich on the line with me right now. And, you know, and Pete, since we seem to be focusing in this particular hour on a couple of things, one being the IRS, I would like to get your commentary on that. I have a lot of thoughts on it, but let's hear it from you first.
Well, you know, I've always joked, and have joked, I guess, for years with friends and said things like, don't worry about SEC, FBI, et cetera. The three letters you never want to hear is IRS.
Right.
And, you know, it's the only place I've ever known, not that I've had to experience it personally, but for everything you hear, that, you're guilty and you have to prove you're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard anybody that had a pleasant experience. So it was always something that was quite fearful. And now, as we've seen the accusations and actually testimony come out, you could imagine, if you will, if you were these people being grilled, and you're sitting there and you know that what they're really asking you really has nothing to do with what they do. But you had to be petrified to respond and have the guts to say, hey, I'm not answering that because the biggest fear is being audited.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's, there are people, you know, statistics have shown, and, you know, this hasn't been solved because this is so widespread.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who literally don't take legitimate deductions, particularly if they have an office in their home and all, just because they're fearful that it may lead to, an inquiry, and, mm-hmm. and not because they're hiding something, because they're just so fearful of what can happen in it. So I just think the whole scenario of how they did it, and to first say that it was just this small little group in this one little place,
mm-hmm.
Was ridiculous. And quite frankly, I'm appalled, and I say that sincerely, that not only this situation, but five or six others that have happened, and in all other administrations, both Democrat and presidential, heads would have rolled by now. I mean, we used to call the guy here in New York the Teflon Don. Well, this is the Teflon president. If you told me these six things happened all in this time, I would have told you by now at least one or more key people would have been gone, and even the president might have been in deep trouble.
You know, it's funny. I made a decision. I've been self-employed for close to 40 years, and I made a decision when I first started that I was absolutely not, you know, taxation is not one of my areas of expertise, and I made up my mind that I was going to absolutely just turn everything over to a CPA who was very, very qualified to handle that, and today, you know, I wouldn't even consider using a TurboTax or doing it myself or whatever. And we pay literally thousands of dollars, and I mean more than a couple or three or four, to the CPA who we've been working with for the last 25 years or thereabouts, because he's very conservative, and he says, you know, this is, I put my reputation on the line, this is what's legal, this, you know, and this isn't even close to the line. So I don't know. Organization that, as can't remember who the op-ed person was, but Peggy Noonan said, you know, I think it was in last Saturday or the Saturday before, in her op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, she said, you know, people are really losing faith in the Internal Revenue Service, and then she said, and that's really too bad. And I have to second that. It's really too bad. I mean, taxation is, unfortunately, kind of a necessary part of living in the United States, and to be fearful of, you know, an inquisition or some type of thing by this particular organization, it's just a damn shame, Pete.
Well, when you think about, and statistics have shown that one out of two people pay little or no taxes,
right?
So the tax burden has always been unfair, and then to compound the situation of fearful being an audit and then being asked about things that have no relationship to the tax. I mean, it's frightening. You think that would happen in third world or behind the iron curtain, and
yeah,
this was America. And I think that's the appalling part of it all, that this took place in a society where, you know, you expect to be the last thing that they would be, in a sense, a Gestapo-like operation with no fear of any retribution for any actions that they take.
Yeah, it's interesting to say the least, and it just shows you how, I guess, you know, how things can really get out of hand. Unfortunately, the situation with the IRS isn't the only one. The other one that I'm going to be discussing with Jeff here in the next couple of segments is the situation that's going on in the Middle East and, you know, specifically Syria. The United States, as of recording anyway, and we're recording this on Thursday evening, hasn't really taken an official stance regarding Syria. But I got to tell you, Syria, the situation over there could very easily, in my opinion, from what I know, absolutely be the straw that breaks the camel's back over in that part of the world, Pete.
And quite frankly, I don't see either side as any side that's legitimately even remotely close to our way of thinking and what we see in the world.
Right.
To say that we're going to take one side or the other, I think, is a no-win situation, quite frankly.
Well, it is. Unfortunately, we're in a situation right now where we're kind of caught between, a rock and a hard spot, in the sense that the Russians are supporting, the current regime in Assad's regime. I don't want to say it's current, because I don't, you know, maybe the rebels would consider themselves to be the current regime, but the Russians are clearly supporting Assad, and the United States, I think, is really in a position where we don't have a choice, but if we can't broker some kind of deal, we're going to have to support the Israelis, and boom, then the prediction that that came out in Revelation could very easily come true, Pete.
Well, and I, quite honestly, I wish we were no longer the world's cop and didn't have to be in a position to feel that we have to broker anything.
I agree 1,000%, but unfortunately, Ron Paul hasn't gotten elected yet, and probably won't get elected. His son very well may, but so you know, his view on international affairs, for lack of better terms, hasn't really come into fruition. We still seem to think that we need to be the policeman of the world, and boy, I got to tell you, Pete, you know, the older I get, the more I think that's a really stupid idea. You got the final word, bud.
I concur with you. If China is the new king on the economic block, let's hand them over the keys, the whistles, and the handcuffs and move to the sidelines like Great Britain did when we took over.
Well, I think if the Chinese came into power, I will say one thing. I mean, when I say come into power, I got to say specifically, you know, if they become the preeminent economic power in the world, and I have to say that I believe that they will, I have to believe that some of the predatory capitalism that has existed in the United States, with no retribution, by the way, to the predatory capitalists. Boy, I got to tell you, my friend, if that happened over there, I think that some heads would roll, literally. And it's unfortunate that it hasn't happened in the U.S. Pete, thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al's going to be right back with Jeff Nutt.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here to wrap up the last couple segments of the weekend edition, the Corlin Economics Report. It's Jeff Dice talking, as always, as I do on the weekends, with Big Al Corlin. Al, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to chit-chatting a little bit about this wonderful vacation land called Syria. And apparently we've got a buddy of yours, Glenn Downs, who's pretty well informed on this. You were also, Jeff, if I'm not mistaken, you were over in that part of the world in the not-too-distant past.
Well, Al, I've had the good fortune to visit Turkey twice now over the last couple of years and spend some time there. But I would like to introduce Glenn Downs, who's a friend and colleague of mine, as well as Walter Jones, the congressman from North Carolina's chief of staff. Walter is, of course, a good friend of Ron's and a good friend of all Americans who don't believe in neoconservative interventionist folly. Glenn is just back from Turkey. He saw firsthand what's some of the rioting and unrest in Istanbul. He was also able, apparently, Glenn, to visit the Syrian border and see a camp there. Now you're home, thank God. It's a week later, and we see the Obama administration agitating to intervene militarily now, apparently, in what's going on with the Syrian rebels and Assad. It seems like a crazy time, and I guess just from a high level, I'd love to get your thoughts, having just returned.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff and Big Al, for having me on. Yeah, I week before last, I was over in Turkey, and the week began with a trip down to Hatay, which is down where Antioch is, the biblical city of Antioch, which is in modern-day Turkey, and that's right on the border with Syria. So we visited, a group of us visited a refugee camp of Syrian refugees that were just inside the border of Turkey. So we didn't go into Syria, but we were right at the border, able to look over the border and see Syrian villages, had a chance to talk to some of the refugees, and while we were there, yeah, heard a fighter jet fly over and actually witnessed a Syrian fighter jet drop a smart bomb just over the border. And I thought, well, we're certainly in it now. And that's how the week began. And the week ended back in Istanbul. And that was the day where the rioting, or at that point it didn't look like a riot, more like just a civil disturbance, had begun. But the Turkish police were quick to go to the tear gas, and they kept it coming. So I ended up getting tear gassed a little bit, and actually had a tear gas canister go off right by the van I was in, and caught it on a quick camera phone. So it was an interesting time to be there, sort of be at the beginning of this uprising, as it were.
Well, I will say this, is in the two times I've been in Turkey, you know, I didn't see any evidence whatsoever that matches sort of the current narrative that somehow there's this risk of Turkey becoming an Islamic state. Erdogan has always been considered sort of a moderate, and he's always been considered a Western darling, and he was involved in at least the theoretical idea of bringing Turkey into the EU. I don't know how serious that ever was. And now all of a sudden we see the neoconservatives and the Western media sort of turning on him and saying, well, he's this ruthless leader who wants to quash out opposition. Now, I don't see anybody saying that about the U.S. government when they try to tamp down Occupy Wall Street or whatever it is. I mean, Glenn, do you have any sense of what's happening in Turkey and whether this unrest really indicates some sort of deep dissatisfaction with the state among the people?
My own sense of that is that there is certainly a faction. You know, the ruling party in Turkey today, their motto is that they want to make Turkey more Islamic, but they want Islam to be more like what they consider their version of Islam to be. And but when you really got away, when I was there, when you got away from the immediate Taksim Square area where the rioting or demonstrations or whatever you want to call them were going on, you didn't get much of a sense of it. It wasn't like a country in flames. And it crossed my mind, and I have no evidence of it, it just crossed my mind that not that these demonstrations were manufactured, but because there is this game of geopolitical chess being played, it wouldn't have surprised me if there were some Asian provocateurs, and they're sort of helping the protest and the demonstrations along a little bit. And, you know, there's so much factionalism going on over there, not so much in Turkey. They've got their issue with their own ethnic minorities there. But because Turkey has been intervening in a big way into Syria, and you have Alawite Muslims and Shia Muslims in Turkey that have been taking it from the Sunni Muslims in Syria that have been taking it from the Sunni Muslims in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, that have all been sort of agitating against the Assad regime. It wouldn't surprise me if Assad or friends of Assad maybe help those demonstrations in Turkey along a little bit. So it's a really complicated mess, and it's one that I personally think our country needs to stay very, very far away from. But you have elements in our country and in Congress here who are pushing very, very hard to get our country more deeply involved.
Well, the thing that I find interesting about all of this is I find it interesting and, quite frankly, terribly frightening that the administration is going to do what they're doing. Now, I've had people tell me, specifically Bob Moriarty in a daily editorial that we did yesterday, Bob refuted the fact that the Syrians, A, were using chemical weapons, and I can't comment on that because I'm not there. I don't know. But the general consensus, Glenn, within the circles that I travel anyway, is that the U.S. getting involved in Syria is absolute folly.
Well, what we do know, because this has been in the press, and people can Google this. This is not top secret information. 3 weeks ago, Syrian rebel forces were found inside of Turkey, themselves possessing 2 kilograms of sarin, a gas material. So we know that the Syrian rebels were caught inside Turkey with sarin gas, and now all of a sudden we're seeing these reports from the administration that it is the Syrian Assad regime that is using it. And something just doesn't square. I don't know how you square that circle. We saw in the run-up to the war in Iraq, we got a lot of briefings around here from intelligence agencies and from administration officials, different political party, but just take our word for it. This is what's going on. This is what the threat is. And I think after that experience, after this country will spend about $1 trillion to turn Iraq into Iran, essentially, I don't think we ought to be taking anybody's word for anything. If I were a member of Congress or a member of the media, I would want to see a lot more raw intelligence data and talk to people myself rather than just take any official in Washington's word for it, because this is a really serious situation. By all accounts, the Assad regime, now this is, in my opinion, this is, you know, one set of bad guys versus another set of bad guys. And the Assad regime is no day at the beach. But on the other hand, the so-called Free Syrian Army is really not free, is not Syrian, and is not an army in many cases. There are an awful lot of mercenary forces over there that are being paid for, by outside countries. The Christian minority in Syria is the oldest Christian community in the world. That's where, Saul of Tarsus and Road to Damascus and all that. That's the oldest Christian community in the world. But it's a minority, but it's still a significant, about 10% of the country is still Christian. And they are very much threatened by, you can find, again, Google it, you can find reports of the Al-Qaeda-backed rebels that our country is now shipping weapons to, literally cutting off the head and terrorizing the Christian minority.
That's absolutely terrifying. Glenn, we got to take a real quick break here. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. More discussion right after the break.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the Corlin Economics Report. We're wrapping up the weekend show. Big Al and I are continuing our discussion with Glenn Downs, Chief of Staff for Congressman Walter Jones. Glenn has just returned from Turkey and a visit to the border of Syria, and we were just talking to him about what's going on there. And Glenn, as you were saying in the last segment, it's awfully hard to tell the good guys from the bad guys in these kinds of situations in Syria, but yet we have this continuing narrative by the Western media, by the neoconservatives, to constantly foment revolution wherever they find it, destabilize countries, and then voila, 20 years, 30 years later, maybe 10 years later, we find that the rebels we assisted become our enemies, they become Al-Qaeda, they become the Mujahideen, whatever they become. And isn't there a tremendous threat of that happening here?
Well, the rebels we're assisting are already Al-Qaeda. And, you know, we assisted Al-Qaeda back, some of the very people we assisted in Libya are the people that helped kill our former Ambassador Stevens there. And this Al-Qaeda and the rebels over in Syria right now, and this again is not top secret information, Google it, it's readily available. One of the real concerns I have a couple of very real concerns. One is that, that by all accounts the Assad regime had these significant had gotten the upper hand in this civil war. They're getting a lot of help from Russia. And you see that Russians have moved a couple of dozen ships there. They actually have, the Russians maintain a port in Syria. So they have sort of backed up, and by all accounts, it looked like the Assad regime was on its way to winning this civil war. So it became obvious to me that the Western powers and Saudi Arabia and the other states that are backing these Syrian rebels were either going to have to accept defeat or they were going to have to up the ante. And it looks like they've upped the ante. Now either the Russians have to back off and sort of go, well, what do you know, we'll fold our tent, or they will up the ante. And so you can see as they start, Obama's talking about implementing some sort of a limited no-fly zone, at particularly at the border with Jordan. There's a U.S. Marine expeditionary unit on the ground at the border in Jordan right now on the ground. And if they get sent in there to perform some quote-unquote humanitarian mission, find some people get killed in the midst of that. There are a thousand ways this could really escalate into something much, much bigger. And so it's a very dangerous time. This is how world wars get started. And that's not hyperbole. It's just these things can escalate out of control very quickly.
Now, let me ask you a question to both of you guys, because you're both, you know, a lot closer to this than I am. And I mean, Glenn, you just got back from there. What are the odds of this thing escalating into a very, very serious situation? And by that, I mean something on the level of a third world war. I mean, you got the Chinese and the Russians and the Americans on different sides. I don't like that.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's very possible to at least erupt into a very large regional war. There's stuff going on the Golan Heights right now. You can see how Russia is shipping over very advanced surface-to-air missiles, and U.S. starts flying flights over Syria. Syria, you can see very quickly, could shoot down or threaten to shoot down U.S. planes. You've got very advanced. I'm assuming these sorties would be flown off the decks of aircraft carriers and all the assorted ships that go around those. But Syria has been provided with very sophisticated and very fast and hard to defend anti-ship missiles from China and from Russia. And you can see how, you could imagine what the U.S. public sentiment would be if in the course of all this a U.S. ship, for example, or an aircraft carrier were to be sunk. You could imagine the call for retaliation to escalate even more. And these things can really spiral out of control quickly.
But Glenn, after the debacle that we had under the Bush administration with Iraq and Afghanistan, as you said, spending $1 trillion to effectively turn Iraq into Afghanistan, is there just something interventionist that's become embedded in the American psyche? Because I don't see lots of people today saying, oh, here we go again, and totally questioning the administration. If anything, I hear cheerleading from Congress for military action here. It seems like we never learn, and we repeat the same mistakes.
My sense here on the ground in Congress is that the skepticism level is much higher than it was some years back, you know, at this sort of maneuver, this sort of effort. But it is not, I also don't think, honestly, that skepticism has reached a critical mass. You know, the people, the typical person just can't believe that their government would purposely, or elements, let's say, of their government would purposely lie or purposely mislead them. And in other parts of the world, you have people that constantly, they don't trust anything the news media says. They don't trust anything their government says. But for some reason, in this country, and particularly amongst conservatives that are supposed to be distrustful of government, there's a real tendency, particularly in this area of national security, to buy the company line. And you would think, it's like Lucy and Charlie Brown in the football. You think sooner or later Charlie Brown would learn that Lucy's really not going to hold the football there, but he doesn't, and it seems like a lot of our friends don't either.
You know, it's what's going on right now in government, when you consider A, Syria, B, the situation with the IRS, C, the situation with the press, D, the situation with the National Security Agency, you know, and it kind of goes on and on and on. There are things going on, you guys, that, you know, being kind of the man in the street, for lack of better terms, every one of those situations scares the daylights out of me. And Jeff, I know that you agree, because you're coming from the same place that I am. I mean, how the heck did it ever come to this, you guys?
I don't know. It just seems like so many things have hit us in the last 6 months. The economy's still horrible. We've had numerous scandals with the administration, and now it almost seems like war is a diversion. And this is something
that Glenn
pointed out to me the other day, that Michael Savage has been talking about. Glenn, is Obama just sort of, giving us a sigh of relief and saying, great, now we can turn the public's attention to war?
I can't believe that he is that type of individual. I totally disagree with him philosophically, but those actions, in my mind, would be simply criminal, Jeff.
I absolutely believe he's that kind of individual, and I think most presidents are, quite frankly. Glenn, I'll defer to you.
Well, listen, history shows that the executive branch will take all the power it can get, and that cuts across party lines. And,
yeah.
And Congress, this is supposed to be a co-equal branch of government, and first amongst equals, is really today a very, very distant third. That frequently members don't even know what's in the bills they're voting on. They don't do any real oversight. And they tend to be sort of cheerleaders for whatever sort of government agency their committee is supposed to be doing oversight on. So it's not just President Obama. Obviously, you've got the Republican members of Congress who are really pushing hard for intervention over there for their own reasons, and maybe it's just a convenient confluence of events and circumstances that make everybody want to do it. But some of this, too, I know we're limited on time, but this is about resources and access to resources. And there is an effort to build a pipeline north from Qatar up through Syria, which would be able to hook into this new pipeline system going into Europe. And so the Russians are not interested in seeing that happen because it lessens the influence of Gazprom. So you've got elements here that want to try to play this geopolitical chess match, and in the middle you find innocent human beings and men and women in uniform from this country and taxpayers from this country who pay a tremendous price in blood and treasure for some of these misadventures. They haven't worked, but we're just doubling down on a bad paradigm.
Glenn, I want to get you back on the show next week if you are able to do that. We're out of time for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, talk about food for thought. It doesn't get any better.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.